If they but knew they're steeped in luck, country people, far removed from the grinds of war, where earth that just showers them with all they could ever ask for. What they have is the quiet life, carefree, no deceit, wealth untold, their ease among the cornucopia. Virgil is looking hard in only the way that a real countryman can. He's sort of poking the pigs and checking the flocks and herds. There's a wonderful line in the Georgics when it's coming on to rain, and he talks about a heifer looking suspiciously at the sky, working his nose to sniff the wind. You really feel the flavours and the sounds and the perfumes of rustic life here. Virgil is staring at the soar of a lark and listening to the croak of frogs down in the mud.
For Italian nobles of the 16th century who'd read their Virgil, that vision of a balanced life in the countryside proved irresistible. They took their identity as gentlemen farmers seriously, and the ground floor of their villas was where carts and scythes and even some animals were kept. But the rest of the villa was for a different kind of rustication, the play of intellect. But that didn't always preclude a sense of humour. This is the Villa Barbaro, built around the 1560s in the Veneto, the countryside surrounding Venice. The man responsible for this gem was Daniele Barbaro, a wealthy cleric in the unstrenuous Venetian style, but also the epitome of a Renaissance man, learned in pretty much everything. To create this little realm of a well-ordered Arcadia, Daniele turned to his friend, the architect, Andrea Palladio, who designed the villa so that its horizontal lines would rhyme with the lay of the land.